There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bills.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you in your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway on this amazing weekend, Blues Stanley Cup Championship weekend. So just wanted to welcome you all to the show. Ken Heisey, Steve Mahler, we're here from Heisey Advisory Group, as we are each and every week. But we're going to spend a little bit more time lighting things up today, and let's celebrate. Let's have some fun. We have a Blues Championship.
And how lucky are you? You've been here in St. Louis, what, 15 years maybe? So you only had to wait 15 years for this?
Yeah,
I've been here since 1968, the year that the Blues came into the league. So I got to suffer through
those. You've suffered a long time.
I have. So this has been a long time coming, and what an exciting time for to be a sports fan, but especially to be a Blues fan.
Well, and with me coming from Milwaukee, I've the Packers seen a lot of great championships, but this championship, this Stanley Cup for this city and the people to see the Enterprise Center sold out in, what, 30 minutes,
yeah,
and they're not even playing there,
and then
to open up Busch Stadium.
And had 25, 30,000 people sitting in a driving rainstorm to watch this.
No other sporting team has opened up their stadium the way the Cardinals opened up Busch Stadium.
Amazing.
So, wow, just so awesome. And then, of course, the whole parade this weekend and all the celebrations. It's awesome, and it's fun to be able to experience. It's fun to, I've got my Blues jersey
for the third day in a row.
Three days in a row. Don't worry, I washed it in between it. It's not standing in the corner. So we have cleaned it up, but now you don't have a Blues jersey on, though. Why is that?
So can I tell my Blues jersey story?
Yes.
So I was all excited about this, and I ordered online a Blues jersey.
So for those of you that order online, be careful.
Yeah, so I wanted a Blues jersey. I'd never, in all the years I've lived here, owned a Blues jersey, and I thought, for the Stanley Cup, I've got to have a Blues jersey. So I ordered it, and lo and behold, it comes the day before the championship game. So that
perfect timing.
Excellent timing. And then you send the text message out saying, we're all going to wear Blues gear in the office, go Blues. And so I go to put this thing on the night before, the night you sent the text message, and I couldn't get it over my head. I finally thought, okay, well, maybe it's just because it's new, it's tight. And I got it on, and I was like alligator arms. The sleeves were like at my elbows. I couldn't pull it down. I was distraught. So I gave it to my wife, and she wore it.
When you order a children's large.
Well, it said adult large, but somehow or another I messed up. But that was my Blues jersey story.
Well, you know, The Blues, wow. Yeah, you like you said, I've been down here about 15 years, and I've I've grown to be a Blues fan, and I've grown to be disappointed by the Blues. I go back all the way back to 2011, and I'm looking at year after year. I mean, 2011 and 12, they were in first place. The next year in second place, first place, second place. They were the best team during the regular season. They played their hearts out. They got to the end of the season the best, but that's not the winner, is it?
No, it's not.
The winner is getting through the playoffs and winning the Stanley Cup. And what was happening, they were getting 3 years in a row, they got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. And I'm looking at this, and I'm kind of thinking about that whole thing and reminiscing about how great they were and how we constantly all got disappointed. And I got to thinking about what we do in our retirement planning, and it's like all of you that are charging forward, maybe you've got a great advisor and you're getting to retirement.
Or to the playoffs.
Or to the playoffs. Yeah. But the key is to get to the end and win the cup, which in retirement planning is having a successful retirement and winning the retirement game, right? And not all the time is the coach that brings you there the one that's going to get you to the Stanley Cup. And we've seen a lot of coaching changes in the Blues over the last years. More importantly, the one we had this year.
The one we had this year. And if you look back at recent championships, I think like out of the last 11 Stanley Cup winners, four of those had a coaching change. So there were they were teams that thought, hey, we're good enough to get to the playoffs, you know, like as you compare it to retirement planning, we're good enough to get to retirement, but are we good enough to get all the way through retirement and be successful in our retirement? Same thing with hockey and probably most sports, is that you don't always have the coach that can get you all the way through to the end to win the championship. And ultimately, in our practice with our families, we want to win championships, which is having a successful retirement.
Well, and here we were back January 4th, worst team in the NHL. And here we are, 5 months later, 6 months later, and we are the Stanley Cup champions. Stanley Cup. That's another interesting one. I did a little research on the Stanley Cup because I'm more of the football guy and the Lombardi trophy that everybody wants. Interestingly, that when it comes to championship trophies, there's only two of them that the players get their names put on. We all know the one is the Stanley Cup. Do you know what the other one is?
I think you were telling me about it earlier, and I can't remember.
It's the Grey Cup in the Canadian Football League. The only two trophies that the players' names get put on them. Another quick little fun fact about the Stanley Cup. The most traveled professional trophy in all of sports.
And I think you said it's traveled 400,000 miles.
400,000 miles in the last 5 years. That trophy has to have so many frequent flyer tickets. I can't imagine the money that is spent flying that trophy all over the place. Now, I'm hoping somewhere in this next 365 days that I'll be able to lay my hand on it and kiss the trophy.
That would be cool.
And I'm not sure what the tradition is. I'm not deep enough into hockey tradition, but it's like everybody kisses it twice.
I don't know what that is.
And I'm not sure what the significance of the twice is.
Well, here's my favorite thing about the sport of hockey. And if you're a parent out there and you have kids and you're trying to teach your kids about sportsmanship, all you have to do is get them to watch the end of any hockey playoff series, but especially the Stanley Cup. So these two teams beat the daylights out of one another for 7 straight games, right? And they were arch enemies, including their good friend David Backes, who used to play for the Blues. But at the end, win, lose, or draw, well, no draw, of course, they meet at center ice and they shake hands and pat each other on the back and whisper something in each other's ear about how great it was to play against them and congratulations. Why don't other sports do that?
I I think it would be awesome.
I think it's the single best thing that occurs in sports today.
I think the closest thing that I see come to it is kind of after football games. They all go out onto the field, and a lot of the players interact. They don't do a formal interaction, but a lot of them do some interaction.
And the coaches have the quick flyby where they really probably don't want to talk to each other.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, right? They just kind of tap each other. But then you look at, like, baseball. You've got the one team standing out there jumping up and down. The other team just goes in the dugout and hides, and, you know. It's an exciting, exciting time to be in St. Louis, to have a championship team. We all know the Cardinals have been great champions. I've been blessed to see them in four World Series in the time that I've been here. My time in Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Brewers, I saw one World Series in,
let's see,
what
when
was it, 40, 40 years? Yeah, that was the 82 World Series.
Yeah, I was going to see if you remembered that.
Thank you. So, as we continue to celebrate this, which we're gonna celebrate this for a long time, I like some of those correlations of coming back to kind of that concept. We talked about how Mike Yost was the coach, and
Mike,
we had
Mike Yao.
Oh, that's Ned.
You were thinking Ned Yost. You had Brewers
still,
on the
I
brain.
I still had
yeah.
baseball on my brain. But as they went through the season and decided that they had the players, but they needed someone else to bring it all together, to make it cohesive, to not only get to the playoffs, but the most important part, the part that they haven't been able to figure out the last 8 years, is how to get deep enough into the playoffs to have a chance and actually win the cup. And so that coaching change, that recognition that they needed someone else, not just someone to get them in first place, second place, third place in the regular season, but that someone to get them through the playoffs to the cup. And that's where I see that correlation with so many of you that maybe have advisors and you're working with them, and your regular season is your working career, and maybe they're doing a great job of getting you up to that point. But here's where it becomes different, and why this might be the time for you to bring in a new coach to take you through your playoffs and to get your Stanley Cup, is we do things so differently. You're used to an investment strategy, an investment plan. That's great. That's part of the process.
It is definitely part of it.
But more importantly, you need to have an income plan. It's the income plan that's going to carry you through and give you the minutes on the ice during retirement in order to be successful. Once you have a solid income plan, your investment plan needs to be built to support that income plan. And then with all of that, you need to start making that thing tax efficient. And tax efficiency, to me, that's like having your first line, second line, third line, right? You need to be efficient in all four lines to really have a great
team. They all work together.
So you need to have a tax efficient plan on how you're going to handle all the taxes that have built up inside of your 401k and IRAs. So many of you are coming into the office and you're like awestruck and you're in disbelief as to how much tax that you're going to owe over the course of your retirement on these retirement accounts. And you have people that are telling you to lower your taxes now and kick that can down the road. But the further you kick that can down the road, the bigger the problem is. And by then, it's too late to do something about it. So bringing that together, bringing healthcare planning together, making sure you've got all your beneficiaries, your durable power of attorney for finances, for health care, living wills, maybe will and trust, getting a holistic plan to get you to your Stanley Cup.
And having a coach that knows how to do that to get you all to be able to put together a plan that encompasses all those things that you just mentioned is how you get to have that success.
So if you're looking for that new coach, If you're looking to interview that new coach, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400, and we'll work together with you to create a game plan for your Stanley Cup playoff.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mueller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway on this amazing St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup Championship weekend.
As we were coming down here, we got to see the Stanley Cup on the side of the building.
On the Enterprise Center.
And we're driving down the road, and you and I both have our cell phones out, and we're taking pictures where it says Stanley Cup Champion.
No. We were parked at the stoplight.
That's true.
It was red light. We were not driving with our cell phones.
While we were moving, I did take some pictures, and I will admit that I was not driving the vehicle.
Good. Yeah. I wanted to clarify that, because I'm not driving with my cell phone in my hands.
Ever.
Get that, everybody?
Yeah.
We've been really kind of enjoying the celebration along with everybody else. I know everybody's talking Blues, and maybe the Cardinals are getting a little jealous. Hopefully they take a lesson from the Blues this year and figure out how to get their team to the World Series, much like the Blues did here. But let's talk a little bit.
Speaking of that, it's really cool how the teams support one another when the Blues and were in town and the Cardinals didn't have a game or maybe had an earlier game, and you'd get Cardinal players that would come wearing their Blues jerseys. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, I saw there was a post on Facebook with Yachty in Blues gear. And it was kind of an announcement that they were opening up Busch Stadium, and the words were from Yachty, "Welcome to my house."
That's great. That's awesome.
I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, what a
great partnership between the teams supporting each other, and that's awesome.
And it just speaks well of our city too. We're great sports
fans.
So
let's talk a little bit about one of the guys that I actually thought was going to get the MVP.
As did I,
Bennington. What a job behind the defense, blocking, supporting the team, protecting that net. I mean, that's the job of the goaltender, right? Is to protect that net. Do not let anything past you into that net at all costs.
He made some saves in that. I've watched hockey now for a long, long time, and I've seen some great goaltenders over the years. He made some saves in that game in the first period that, I mean, the Blues really could have been trailing 3-4, 5-0 maybe, had he not been standing on his head making plays to really keep his team in the game, which I thought was incredible.
So Game 7 is what you're talking about, right?
Game 7,
that first period, the Bruins were absolutely relentless. We seemed like we were back on our heels, and I mean the number of shots that were flying in there, right? And again, maybe I'm a little weird. I'm watching this, and I'm always tying things back to the financial world, and I'm thinking, gosh, that's almost like the stock market. And like in 2001 and 2002 and 2008, where we had those 50% drops in the market,
right?
It's like that was the downturn of the market, but yet we've got Bennington pushing it back, protecting the net. And I'm thinking, well, that's just exactly what we all are trying to do as we're getting into retirement, is we need to protect our net. Our net is our investments, right? Our portfolio, our retirement assets. We're fighting to protect them from the onslaught of a declining market. And that's what a good goaltender is going to do. And I think that's part of what a good retirement advisor is going to be doing for you, is protecting your nest egg from the onslaught of a downturn in the market.
We're building you a good Jordan Bennington.
Yeah.
To protect your net.
Yeah. And the question is, do you have a Bennington in your goal? Do you have a really, really good retirement advisor that's working to protect your nest egg? Or are you just open and susceptible that, you know, if we have an onslaught like the Bruins came in, if you didn't have your goaltender on their toes and all of a sudden you've got goal, 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 and you're down 3-0, this game seven doesn't come out the same way probably, right?
And for a young guy, you would think he'd be nervous. In fact, he was asked in an interview, they said, "Are you nervous?" And his response was, "Do I look nervous?" Which I thought was classic for a young kid playing in his first NHL season and obviously in his first playoffs and first Stanley Cup.
And it's interesting you say that, because the correlation that just jumped back at me is our families, when we have a down market and people will ask them, "Are you nervous?" And they're saying, "Well, no, I'm not nervous at all. We have a plan. We're working with Ken and Steve. We're working with High as the Advisory Group. We have a plan. We've thought this out ahead of time, and we're confident. We believe in ourselves. We believe, and we've prepared our portfolios to withstand this kind of an onslaught, and we have the confidence." Just like young Binnington had that same confidence in what he was doing, our families feel that same way.
Absolutely. The other thing that happened during the series that I think we draw some correlations, it was one of the most physical series I can remember seeing in a long time, and both of these teams were big teams, and I think we knew it was going to be a physical series, but the hits, I mean, they were hitting each other up and down the ice, sideways, every which way.
I felt bruised after some of those games just watching it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that these guys were having to gut it out game after game because, you know, while you had a couple of games in between after a long season and then physical series throughout the playoffs and then, you know, kind of winner take all, you're letting it all out. The physical nature, the hitting in this series was intense, and I think it was the Blues kind of getting back to that in Game 7. I think Game 6, I don't think so much. They kind of got away from that a little bit, but Game 7, and I was thinking about how that correlates to our practice in particular.
We have an acronym.
We do,
right?
Using
HIT.
HIT, and that stands for?
Well, the H is one of the biggest financial hits you can take from the opposing team is healthcare costs. And that's one of the areas that a lot of you are very nervous about going into retirement, or what are the healthcare costs going to be? The other part of the hit is inflation. I know many of you have that on your mind. What's the impact of inflation? We're living a lot longer. So keep in mind, if you only live 10 years in retirement, inflation's not going to have as big of an impact. But if you're living 30 years at 4% inflation, you lose 50% of your purchasing power in 18 years. So if you have the potential to live 30 years, you could see your purchasing power decline by more than 50%. And then the last one is the T, and we talk about that very heavily.
Often we talk.
And that's taxes.
Yeah.
So your financial hits that as in hockey when they're always counting the hits, and if you really want to look at what your retirement is exposed to, your financial hits are healthcare, inflation, and taxes. And we want to help you make sure that you've got enough padding on, that you've muscled up, you've put your time in the gym, that you're physically fit, you're able to withstand those hits. That's what we need to make sure your retirement is set up.
Well, and as it relates to hockey and relating it back to our business, is that in hockey, the whole idea behind that physical play, the hitting your opponent, is to get them off of their game. We want to make sure that you don't take those hits to get you off of your game, and your game is that you are trying to have a successful retirement. You've gotten to that point, and now the championship, we want to make sure those hits don't get you, take the championship
absolutely
away from you.
Absolutely. And of course, then there's those last second try to fix the problem. And that last second fix the problem is you skip the puck all the way down the ice, but that's icing. And icing doesn't fix your problem. Because what happens when you have icing is the faceoff is right back in your zone where you were trying to get the puck out of. So it's kind of a short-term fix that's trying to solve the problem, but it really doesn't solve the problem because you're right back in your own zone. And that's what we try to help people do is get away from short-term fixes, create a plan, manage your hits, protect your goal, create a strategy. See, you've gotten through the regular season. Now it's time to take you into the playoffs. It's time to take you toward your Stanley Cup. And that's what we do and how we help people every day. We do that on a holistic process, creating an income plan, along with your investment plan, your health care plan, your tax plan, and your estate plan. If that's something that you're not getting in your current coach, it's time to look for a new coach. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Muller of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Steve and Ken here on KMOX. Just we're excited about the Blues victory. We are celebrating a Blues victory here in St. Louis finally after 52 years. Here's a little hockey tidbit. The team photo where everybody gets down on the ice with the Stanley Cup and they're laying down and they're flashing the number one sign. Do you know when that started? You probably do.
I think it has something to do with the great one.
The great one. Wayne Gretzky. It started in 1988 with Wayne Gretzky, which was the last year that he actually won the Stanley Cup with the Edmonton Oilers. And that's when that whole tradition of the team gathering on the ice with the cup and I thought that was kind of a neat tradition.
Not only that, but I want to tie a quick one in here that I just thought of before we close today. I want to do a shout out to Layla, and the Blues and the way that they all rallied together. I mean, talk about taking sports to what it should be. Right? It's about people. People are more important than the game. And I just want to recognize that because I thought that was the most amazing thing. And I think the Blues did a great job. The players do a great job. And, you know, we'll keep her in our thoughts and prayers. And
shout out to Colton Parayko because he's the one that really kind of started that. And he said, look, we're excited about winning the Stanley Cup and bringing it here to St. Louis. He said, but at the end of the day, this is just a game. And Layla goes out and fights every day for her life. And he and the team have been phenomenal.
And that's, I think, another part that separates us from the rest of the crowd is we are a family-owned company. We care about people, and we care about you. So, again, the number 314-328-4400. We'll be back again next week.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.